Do you know when you're an up-and-coming pop star, an up-and-coming superstar, it's always wise to have a real job as well in case that things don't work out. Welcome, first of all, to you, Brittany Maestri. Hello.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on your show.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for being here. You're like a ray of sunshine.
Thank you.
Besides the pop star stuff, you do have a real job. Tell us about that, first of all. You're a conveyancer.
Well, I'm not a qualified conveyancer yet.
You're almost there.
Almost there. Did study law and I do the conveyancing at my family practice on your Maestri Attorneys.
Wow, you're very young, huh?
Yes.
Is that something you wanted to do, you know, as a small girl? I mean, or did that just happen?
No, I've always done music as a small girl and that's what I've always wanted to do.
So how did the conveyancing thing come along?
I studied law and so I found myself in a good job at the family practice and I'm also very passionate about it.
Who's involved in the family business?
It's my mom, my dad, my brother, myself. We're all involved in the family
business. Oh, wow. It's everybody, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Must be hard to fire somebody, really, you know, if you're in a family business like that. So just behave because they might, hey?
Yes.
Okay. How do you fit your time, you know, with doing that kind of work and your singing career as well? It must be quite a lot of a heavy workload.
Yeah, I don't think it's really hard to juggle. I think when you're passionate about something, you find the time.
Yeah, passion's the big thing, isn't it?
Definitely.
It's a hunger and a passion.
That's the driving factor.
Okay, so was it that whole sort of 4 or 5 years old and singing in the shower thing that you suddenly realised you had a decent voice?
I would say, yeah. Well, not a decent voice, but it definitely started from a very, very young age.
Okay.
And it sort of developed throughout high school and through the years when I got older, was involved in all the choirs and all the productions at school and sort of more driven towards the cultural and artsy crafty side of things.
Yeah, so was I.
More than the sports field. I was never on the sports field at school.
Oh, weren't you?
No,
you're
never.
Not a sporty girl at
not
all.
Not at all.
Okay.
No.
So who was behind you and said, you know, I think you're pretty good. You're decent. We might make a career out of this. Who's your biggest inspiration?
I don't think there's ever anybody in particular, but I think after my competition that I did with Idols, and I made top 16,
I don't know what that is to
Idols?
Explain.
Idols.
Oh, Idols.
Africa, yeah. So
how old were you when you did
16.
That? 16. Yeah. 10 years ago?
Yes. Yeah.
And it was South African Idols,
was yes,
it?
Yes, it was, yeah.
And who were the judges then? Was it Gareth Cliff and
it was the
miserable guy.
Randall.
Yeah.
Yes, it was all of them.
And then they
had a few guest judges as well.
And how did you do?
I made two top 16 and then I fell out.
Top 16?
Yeah.
Okay. Good experience for you?
Very cool experience. I think after then, it sort of kick-started everything for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, with that in mind, I mean, where do you see yourself in the business? I mean, you know, you've got a real job, as we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Would you push that to one side if things were
going
really well for you?
Definitely.
I mean, what are your goals and what are your aims in the music business? Because let me tell you something, I've been doing this for quite a while now.
Yeah.
It's a tough, hard business. It really
yes.
is to crack.
I don't think you have to look at it as a tough, hard business. I think if it's your passion, it's something that brings you joy, it's something that brings you happiness. I don't really think that that should be a deciding factor in what you do for your career.
I mean, I hear you, but I'm just being open and honest with you. It's a hard business.
It really is. Yeah.
Okay.
But
as you say, if you have the passion and the hunger, take it forward. Take
Definitely.
It as far as you possibly can.
100%.
I mean, where would you see yourself? Would you see yourself cracking it overseas? Because to be honest with you, you know, that's where you would have to place yourself.
Mm.
You know, have an international hit and the rest would be history.
Yeah.
And then would you still talk to me when you're rich and famous?
I think that's obviously everybody's goal when you decide to do music and take it seriously, but for now, my heart is in South Africa, and I'm actually in the process of opening a vocal academy for young girls. So I'm very, very excited about that. We're opening it in August. So it's just to be around music 24/7. It's not about having a hit song that everybody knows or everybody can listen to, but it's just about the experience that you've had within the music and what you can share to little girls and little kids that are growing up to look up to somebody and sort of enjoy.
I like that. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but if you did have a huge big hit on your hands and it was recognized,
that would be number one.
I'm saying if it was recognized internationally, then your whole life would turn upside down.
Yes.
Are you strong enough for that?
Of course.
Yeah?
Yeah. I have been to Hollywood. I recorded a few singles there with some producers that scouted me a little time ago. That was a very surreal experience.
And what happened with that?
They've been charting. They've been on SA Radio, so they've been doing really well.
Okay.
Yeah, but so that was quite a while ago.
You're kind of like, you know, for me, I feel like you're kind of on the verge of something big at the moment. You know, nothing huge has happened in your career as yet, but it's like it's bubbling.
Hope so. Yeah.
Bubbling under.
Yes, definitely.
Right?
Definitely.
As I say, I just hope you have good management as well. That is very, very important. Do you have a manager at the moment?
Well, I'd like to actually take this opportunity to shout out to Melissa. She's been doing all my public relations management and stuff like that for radio, and she's been doing an amazing job. I've just finished performing live on TV on the Expresso show back in Joburg, and had been on most of the radio stations in Joburg, and now I'm doing Durban tours. We're looking to expand into Cape Town to do some Cape Town tours. So she's really doing an amazing job. So I just want to send lots and lots of love to her, and a big shout out to all her support. She's always believed in me, and it's amazing.
Nice that she has that belief in you. Maybe I should manage you. I'd probably maybe take a slightly less percentage, you know, than she's going to take. No, I'm playing. But you'd be lovely to manage. You said you did some TV recently. What was that?
I did the Expresso show back in Joburg.
I'm sorry, what is that? I don't know.
It's a morning show. It's on SABC
3. Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay. All right.
And then I performed my latest single, Stay. So that was an awesome experience as well. The presenters were really warm and really welcoming. And it's very cool to be on TV.
Did they make you feel at home?
Yes, definitely. I think everybody in the industry, they sort of know what to expect. They know how you're feeling. They know how to make you feel warm and welcome. And I think that's a huge part in the industry, which is, it's cool that people acknowledge that.
That's if they're nice people, of course.
Yes, of course.
All right. So the music that you make, you have an EP out, I think.
Yes,
is that right?
I do. That's correct.
And is there a collab as well with somebody that you
did? That is correct. So I released my EP last year, September. I did a pre-release to my EP on my birthday last year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then it's called 25. So I turned 25 last year and released the EP in September. And then at the end of June, I'm releasing a new song called Chandelier. It's with one of my friends and DJs. And that's sort of a collab. And we're looking into a little bit of a different market. We're trying to create more of a South African culture within the music and have that home sense that all South Africans can enjoy on the dance floor. It's a Afrobeat song. It's very upbeat. And I'm actually really excited for it. It's a very happy, feel-good song.
You didn't steal it from Sia, did you? She's got one called
Chandelier. I wish I could.
Okay, now who writes all your songs and your music? Oh, do you?
Yes, I
do.
Wow,
I'm really impressed. Well, hopefully, when I hear the song.
Yeah, there's a team behind everything that makes everything happen. I produce at Jazzwork Studio in Sandton back at home.
Okay.
And I work with Gregory and with Robin and Monga K. They're all part of my team, and they make it all come alive. Love, but we all work together, we write together, and we bounce off of each other. So we make an awesome team back at home, and I'm very happy to have them in my corner.
Okay, so are you ready to go on the road yet? And if so, have you put a band together? You're not going to be singing to backing tracks, I hope.
No, definitely not. Definitely looking to go on the road. I'm sort of doing that already, but with radio, because I've just finished my Durban radio tour, so that's been very cool to just experience different radio stations and be open to different target markets, which has been a huge blessing.
So band, if you had to go on the road, somebody said we're going to put a tour together for SA.
Oh, definitely.
Is that something you could? That's something you could do.
1000%. I'd love to do that.
Okay. So you've got those names in mind, ready ready to get into the rehearsal room.
Yeah, all of the songs that we made in studio, most of them were actually live instruments in studio.
Okay,
so
cool.
My guitarist was live, my pianist, we had a bit of synth that was live, the violin that we had, all of those were live elements that we played within the studio, and we sort of created it together. So it wasn't really a computerized thing. So I do have my band ready and set to go on road.
Ready. We're ready. Yes. We're ready to rock and roll all over South Africa and the universe. Okay, listen, it's been lovely that you've dropped in to say hello. We want you to play DJ now. Can you do that?
Okay.
And tell the world that they are listening to 88 FM in the heart of Ballito.
Okay.
All right. And you are... I think you know who you are.
Yes.
Okay. And this is the name of my brand new song. And we shall play. Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
I'm scared. You might just steal my job here. I'm getting really, really worried. But okay, should we do it?
Hi, guys. It's Brittany Maestri, and you're listening to 88 FM in the heart of Ballito at the Lifestyle Shopping Center. And you're about to listen to my latest single, Stay.